This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have some definite self-care non-negotiables. Number one, when temps go down, I need to have a daily stroll. Sometimes those walks are longer than on other days, but what's most important for me is getting outside. It's easy to let priorities slip, and that's where self-care comes in. And when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. I have been going to therapy since 2018, and there has been such a huge shift in my life ever since. It's the single best decision that I made for myself. It's helpful for me personally with positive coping skills, how to set boundaries with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/andyscrolls today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/andyscrolls. There are so many moments that make up a year. The big moments and milestones, birthdays, anniversaries, when Shan came to the Clawfist. And then there are the small moments, the slow morning spent making a decadent breakfast, running to a grocery store to get 9 lemons to put in a bowl. All of these moments come together to create our year and in the end, create our life. Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. Whether you want to say, I love you with the perfect gift, display favorite memories in your home, or connect with loved ones throughout the year, BCC Shan, they have a product you can personalize. Artifact Uprising is a Colorado-based company that creates premium quality, customizable photo goods for your digital photos. I just ordered a few photo books with Artifact Uprising, a hardcover travel photo book in this gorge shade of Pacific blue, which is perfect for the credenza in my living room, devoted to my first ever trip to Paris, and a photo book in midnight blue, one for myself and for my family. Moments from my childhood, my parents spending time together, it is going to be the perfect gift for Tobes and Chard. This is something incredibly special that will keep us connected. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, AGs can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you've purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code AndyScrolls through December 31. The only thing better than watching TV is taking it personally. Guys, it's taking it personally. A new hot
No.
A hot new bombshell has entered the I almost did it.
What
is
almost.
What is it?
A hot new bombshell has entered the villa.
And listen, there are two of them and they're here to chat. So welcome back someone who was literally on the podcast an hour and a half ago. And I said, Christine Biancavilla, would you mind just stopping by the Clawfist? Because I finally watched a certain show and we need to maybe mention it all. So welcome back to Taking It Personally, Bravoholic and content creator and Love Island anthropologist?
Yes. Historian.
Historian Christine Biancavilla. Christine, how are we?
We are good. We are jazzed to be talking about my favorite show on earth, Love Island, USA. Just to note the difference.
Okay.
Love Island, USA, Love Island, UK.
And we love Love Island USA season six.
Yes.
Where does that rank for you in all of the everything?
This is one of the best seasons I've seen. So like Love Island UK for me, season five is everything to me.
Is that Molly May?
That's Molly May, okay, that's Tommy, Maura Higgins, Curtis. Then Love Island UK season three is phenomenal.
Which one's that one? I think I watched that one.
That is Olivia and Kem and Amber.
100% watched
yes.
that.
Yes. 100%. And then this, Love Island USA season six, is right up there. It's so good. Like, I'm about to watch it again.
Okay. So I feel like this is important because I'm a novice. You're an expert. And we watch the show differently.
You watched it as it was airing live.
Yes, yes, I did.
Also, you are a youth, as obviously I am, but you are also on TikTok. So you have access to any number of records, files, dossiers, developments, FBI level investigations.
Documents, closed, confidential documents.
Closed, private, like, who shot JR, let alone real people, but now it's like who stooped whomever 6 years ago, who's now coming back. You have access to all of that.
Yes.
I just want to say before we begin, even though we have technically already begun, but in the beginning, there is something that I just need to say. Which is that my viewing of Love Island, minus actually one season that I do think I watched live, has typically been well after the fact catching it.
And me too, pretty much for the early seasons of UK.
But for how long have you been watching live?
Oh, honestly, not that long. Maybe like 5 years.
I literally like, oh, so this is the first.
No, like maybe 5 years because I remember literally, I'm like, not that long, just 5 years of my life, like from my mid teens. No, I didn't start watching throughout, like, everyone would tell me to watch it because like I love reality TV. I was like, that is so much to take on for me personally. Mm-hmm. There's like 50 episodes a season. Like, I'm absolutely not doing it. That's insane. And then one day I was like, you know what? Let's just turn it on.
Yeah.
Perhaps. You know what? Actually, it might even be 4 years because it was just before COVID and it's 2024. So like 2019. Yeah.
So we were 22.
Yeah. Great. Exactly. Great. And I started with old seasons of UK. I had watched the recent season. I'm not explaining this right. I had watched when I started watching Love Island, it was with that current season, which was like Davide, Ekin-Su.
Oh, that I watched live.
And that was, I think I started watching a little bit before that. I don't know the timeline, but 4 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
And then I watched some seasons live, and then I went back and watched season 5, season 3, season 2. Like, and I haven't seen season 6, season 7. There's like maybe like one or two seasons I haven't seen. And then I went and did Australia. I've watched Love Island Australia. That one I've watched live, like live after the fact, because it's Hulu. It's not like live. Mm-hmm. And then I watched season 1 of Love Island USA when that was live. And that was a journey. And then I kind of put that on a shelf. I said, USA is not it. It's not that girl until now.
So I do just want to kind of make a public apology. Because I heard from so many people who are like, you need to watch. And I was like, LOL, I just can't commit to it. Because I know, as any good Islander knows, that when you start, you cannot stop. And I was afraid that everyone was right, which I knew they were. And I was like, once I start, I'm not going to be able to get out of it. But I then made the decision, let's do it. Let's catch up. So I started that a couple weeks ago. And I caught up, accepting the After Sun. So after the fact, I have seen the After Sun from Casa Amor and the movie night After Sun.
Yes.
But I gave myself permission to skip the After Suns and was like, let's catch up. So I binged really truly because I took a little bit of a break. I caught up in essentially a week and a half.
Yeah, you were when you texted me saying you were I'm caught up. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
I was able to watch the finale the night after the finale.
Amazing.
Which is like 30 something episodes and they're all 17 hours long.
No, right. And that's women who work.
That is hashtag women who work. But the problem is, number one, I missed participating in the communal energy.
Yes.
It's like finding out 3 years later that there was something called Scandoval and you're asking people, what about Tom? You know, like, we don't want that. We want to be able to participate. And I did not, I took that for granted. I thought that the level of enjoyment, it's still a great show even without that energy, but I like missed out essentially on the Olympics. And shout out the Olympics, which is actually accidentally, inadvertently beginning now. We're missing the live whatever because I forgot about the time difference. Shout out to Paris. So I think Celine is maybe.
Oh my God.
Gaga. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we're bad allies.
Pause it.
I know. So I missed that aspect. And also, because I was trying to be judicious about not seeing spoilers, I was avoiding a lot of social media, which meant I wasn't getting spoiled, but I also missed not only the energy of stuff coming out, but also any like additional fallout of reveals.
And the camaraderie.
I miss the women supporting other women.
It's a community.
It is a community. The benefit, so in the future, I would recommend watching live. The other thing I have to note is because I didn't know, I maybe didn't see events as fully because I was just breezing through episode after episode. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get a chance to really sit on stuff.
Yeah.
But also that meant that I wasn't aware of who was being stanned, who was being dragged, which you might consider not exactly a benefit, but also it's just a totally different perspective. There's a purity to that.
Yes, there is.
So I have a couple questions for you noting that. First off, what made this season so good? Because it was universally beloved.
Like, honestly, I don't know what it was. And I'll be honest, when the first few episodes came out, I wasn't planning on watching it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a USA yeah. girly. And after like the first week of episodes, that's when everyone was like, you have to watch. I was like, fine, I'll do it. So full transparency, I wasn't even planning on watching it. And I was watching the season of UK. And I don't know what was in the water because, and it's not even like, I mean, credit to Ariana, she did an amazing job, but like, it's not because of her, like, it's not like, I don't know. I think it was genuinely like the casting was just so good. The people who casted this, like, I would love to just be a fly on the wall of what it's like to like take the personality tests and you have to meet with therapists and a psychiatrist and like all this stuff. You have to take so many, there's so many levels and hoops to go through because they really want to make sure they did give them the Nobel. Mm-hmm. The people who cast the original, the OG cast, and then everyone who they brought in was supplemental. It was perfect.
And I have to say, noting that I haven't seen a lot of supplementary documentation, I did watch between last night and today, I watched the Call Her Daddy with Rob.
Lovely.
I watched okay. the Call Her Daddy with Leah.
I didn't finish it. So sorry, I can't speak to
it. No, I hear you. And then I watched Kaylor's Vile Files.
Oh, God. And what? How was that? I didn't watch it.
You know,
because I can't listen to her voice.
It was one of those things where I think people might feel in some way better to see that she is really, truly cognizant of the fact that seemingly no one in her personal life is really down with Aaron. And maybe neither is she, or she at least is understanding the fact that this is not going to be a happily ever after.
Okay, so at least she knows that.
Yeah, so she seemed pretty aware of the fact that this may well not work out, and her understanding is essentially like he might just be a learning lesson. But the problem for those cast members is they're essentially like walking into these dynamics. Rob allegedly, because Alex Cooper, who hosts Call Her Daddy, said this repeatedly, that he essentially got off the plane from the show and went straight to recording with her.
Yeah.
So, and Leah said, I haven't seen a single second of anything. Kaylor, I think, had more of a chance to see clips and like respond to things than the other two, but she really didn't have a ton of time to see stuff. Yeah.
She probably saw like what was in her face, TikTok.
Yes.
Clips and like Twitter clips.
Right. So they all, I'm sure, had an understanding also because you've seen your social media skyrocket. They had an understanding, I think, of how they've been received, but they didn't get a chance to watch full episodes. So I felt for Kaylor with some of this because I was like, you could tell she was trying to figure out how to navigate all of this. What's the best way to summarize for someone who hasn't yet seen the show who is in the cast?
Well, I want it because this made me think of something when you said something.
Okay.
Like if I got off that show, and not saying like a number of followers doesn't mean anything, but if I got off that show and saw that I only had like 200K and someone else is at 2 million, I would just be like, I want to cry. Like, what did I would be so upset.
Some have 40.
I'd be like,
some
they hate 40, me.
40,000.
I'd be like, they hate checking. Me.
I don't have the dossiers, but I've been doing a light investigation.
I'd be like, oh my God, like, it's me. I'm the problem.
I mean, hi, it's me. I'm the problem.
My God. Anyway, sorry, what was your question?
Okay, so what's the setup of the cast? How would you encapsulate and summarize what the dynamics were on Love Island this season?
I mean, you have like your core group. And honestly, the people who started out, the OGs on the cast, when I first saw the first episode, I was like, I don't like, who are these people?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it. Mm-hmm. And within 45 seconds, I was proven wrong. And so really good OGs. And it's like from the beginning, you have like Serena, Janae, and Leah, who call themselves the PPG, the Powerpuff Girls, that developed later on. And then you have like your, I mean, everyone was said that they were close, but like, I mean, who? Let's be real.
Yeah, there were different teams. There was Liv and Kaylor. There was Nicole. I forget who Nicole was with.
Nicole was like very close with Liv and Kaylor.
Yeah.
And then you had like the guys were all kind of like together. Like they were like a mosh pit of nonsense. But like they weren't really like they were all friends. But then you had like, you know, the male-female friendships. And that was interesting because you had like, you know, Janae, who, I mean, again, from the show, it looked like her and Rob were friends. And then she did the interview after and she was like, what are you guys talking about? Like, we had one conversation.
She did an interview with Chicks in the Office. I forgot that. Yeah. I also watched that. And it was a fun moment.
And like Kenny's just like, oh my God, Kenny's just the best. So those, but everyone says like, oh no, we're all so close. Like,
but, right.
You know, I mean, let's be real.
So there were dynamics. It seemed like the women found individual relationships and confidences with each other.
Yes.
And I think the impression that a lot of people in the audience gave was that this season was overwhelmingly like women supporting other women. Mm-hmm. But of course, there were also divisions in that. And I found myself watching because I was going so quickly. I wasn't able to really grab onto everything because it's just a game of numbers at the end of the day of trying to get to the end. But it gave me a little bit of Jenna Lyons Accord energy of like the cast sees someone. Jenna Lyons is different because she like comes in a star, but they see someone and they're like, she doesn't really work. And there seemed to be, or actually not even Jenna Lyons energy, Jessel.
Oh, yes.
It's okay. More Jessel energy than Jenna Lyons because the way that the cast of the New York reboot treated Jessel is to me similar to how they approached Leah in terms of like this person, I am going to criticize her. I'm going to like whatever. She's not going to be the breakout star. And I don't know if people thought I think Kaylor genuinely thought that her love story with Aaron was going to be like a true love story for the ages.
Boy, were they wrong.
Boy, was she wrong. Poor Kaylor. I mean, but like I felt like the way that Leah broke out was as much a reaction to the cast being wrong as it was this person who genuinely has like a unique, interesting voice. And so the joy of watching Love Island for me and catching up, and I'm sure for people in real time, is like, Leah became the audience favorite.
Yeah, for sure.
Which also influenced a lot of voting.
Yeah. I was voting. Like, I mean, it is an election year. I was at the polls.
Get out the vote.
I was at the polls on the Love Island USA app every time there was a vote.
And the difference for me in watching was I'm watching because I don't know that, but I certainly have an appreciation for Leah. So like when it came to the finale, I'm thinking the vote is for who is most in love, like destined to be together.
And it is typically, it's like favorite couple is what it is.
Right.
But this season, it really like how Leah made it in the top was like people just genuinely love her so much.
Yeah. And so for me, when I'm watching, I'm not disregarding like Kendall's poor behavior, but I was shocked that Kendall and Nicole placed fourth because I'm thinking who's the most committed to each other.
Yeah. See, watching live, that was
totally
not a
different. So then I'm hearing because I'm posting my reactions on Instagram.
Highlight. Thank God there.
Well, because I was posting my reactions to Instagram stories and hearing from people because I was like, how dare Kendall and Nicole be fourth? Like, they should be second. Like, they could even be potentially, God forbid, first. But, like, just in terms of people committing to each other, it completely went over my head that people were voting, which they have every right to do, first in support of Leah to be like, you are loved, you are great. And also as a way to fucking punish Kendall, deservedly so, for being someone who was encouraging his friends to, like, quote unquote, well, cheat.
And I don't even think it was like, yes, I almost like don't even think it was a punishment. I think we were all just like, we don't really fuck with him. Sorry. Like, I don't really want to vote for you. Like, I don't know. Like, that's how I felt. I was like, who do I fuck with? I fuck with this person, this person, this person. And I don't like you. Like, you're not my favorite. Like, even if him and Nicole get married and have kids, like, God bless. So happy for them. But, like, you could never make me. You can never make me vote for them.
Okay, safe
over Leah.
Agreed. I totally hear you, but save space.
Yeah.
There was something about Kendall that was a little Schwartzian for me in terms of, don't give me those eyes, give me those eyes.
No, I don't know what you're going
to
say.
But just in terms of someone being, like, really charismatic to me and seemingly likable while doing terrible things.
Wait, really?
So I was watching him and I was like, he's really fun to watch. Like, I'm thinking, but I don't agree with his behavior.
Wait, this is, like, so wild.
I'm apologizing for it.
Oh my God.
Nobody is perfect, but I also think it's influenced by the fact that, like, I was not invested because I knew everybody was going to be okay. I just felt in my core. So, like, when he's doing things and, like, dragging and, like, telling his friends to, like, cheat and encouraging it and cheering it, I'm thinking, like, he's such a piece of shit, but, like, it's fun TV.
No, yeah.
So I was invested differently.
And that's not even, like, what bothered me about him. Oh, like, okay. That stuff that
I
he did.
That was what bothered. Okay.
No, that's, like, it bothered a lot of people. I know that's not great, but what bothered me about him was just, like, his personality. And like I don't even, like, say what I just was like, we wouldn't vibe. Like, that, honestly, that's the best way I can explain it. I'm like, I don't really, you're not it for me.
So I actually think I could vibe with him in terms of, like, it's not that I want to be like, you're meaningless, but, like, it just,
I'm gonna
in terms
spread
of, like,
this rumor.
I know, 100%.
You two were spotted together.
No, I just think he would be, like, a fun guy who I wouldn't think of again. Does that make sense?
That's like his, so funny.
Like, he would be fun at a party and then I would be like, okay, bye. Like, he would be fun at a cocktail event.
This is so
when
funny.
When you need to, like, see someone and, like, you need to talk shit and you need something to, like, entertain
you. Oh, yeah,
you.
No, yeah. He'll definitely, like, have a little kiki and, like, spread some shit around for sure.
I actually don't think anybody was really super, super unlikable minus Aaron. I really genuinely thought when it came to the
what
guys.
What about Kane? That guy, the British guy.
Oh, hated him.
Yeah.
But honestly, with the neck tattoos?
Yeah, but he's honestly come up in my book now that I've seen him on TikTok. He's kind of funny.
Oh, because he was very controlling.
Oh, no. A horrific person. But I'll send it to you after. Like, him on TikTok and, like, he keeps commenting back at people. I'm like, he's pretty funny. Okay. Unfortunately.
Okay.
But no, him, I would never date. I would never want to date someone like that. Not that I have many options, but. No,
I have
you.
Maybe I've dated worse than Kendall. It's like sort of Kendall types, but more bitter. Like, he's not bitter to me. He's just, like, funny in your face, but, like, also, like, genuinely encouraging his friends. And when I say friends, I mean only male friends, because he's also allegedly friends with the women whose feelings he 100% disregards at every possible moment to encourage his guys.
I think I just learned that we do not have the same type.
So who's your type of the guys? Okay, because there is another one. There's another one. This is a this
when
is
you're
a...
like, he's funny, he's outgoing, he's this. I'm like, I don't want my man to speak. I want
you don't.
I'm the star.
Oh, see, that's what
I'm
I need.
The star.
That's what I need.
Don't. I want. And this is the example I always use. I am the Sophia Richie, and I want an Elliot Grange. He does not post anything on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He only follows her. Mm-hmm. I've heard him speak maybe thrice. I just leave me to it. I will be the star. You can crack a joke.
Yeah.
But I don't. You stay put.
I would love that.
Yeah. Anyway,
here's
continue.
the other person who I would pick out of that group. And this says an awful, I'm not proud of it, but I'm actually not going to apologize for it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just who I am and my choices in life. I could not be more attracted to Rob.
And as you should, because I would fall for him in a second. He could run me over with a car, unfortunately.
Yeah, I would be like,
and I would say, and I would say, yeah, perfect. Thank you so much.
And the way he was communicating on Call Her Daddy and talking about the fact, like, listen, I know I can feel the eye rolls viscerally coming through me, but like, you know what?
We need to share our truths.
My truth is he has a very, very dry sense of humor. He genuinely has some self-esteem stuff, which he talks about. He is emotional and he hates it. He really does not. When he talked about how much he hates LA, I was like, oh, feed me. Like, it's just like there's something about him, but also he knows that he's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so my guy isn't usually like hot to trot. They just act like they are. But there's something about him that's so dry and aware of his humor that I just find genuinely intoxicating.
No, yeah. As a woman, it's really spooky. Like, it's because spooky. I recognize that feeling in myself. I'm like, oh my God, I am so attracted to this man. Well, but here we find ourselves.
And Alex at one point is like, what's the most romantic thing that you did for a woman? And he was like, what was it? He was like, we went turtle hunting in the middle of the night. And she's like, that was fun for the woman. And like, you know, he's realizing for the first time, like oh, did I think about her? But then he's also like, yeah, because she was like, you know, it was so dark and like cold and gross. She like needed someone to hold on to. And then I'm thinking like, then I literally thought to myself out loud, like, could I ever look for turtles? And I had to really come to the conclusion that like, I wouldn't be near that swamp. Like,
no,
you couldn't
get out of my swamp. I just tried to do a Shrek voice. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. You couldn't get me there. I'm not gonna. And he's talking about kissing snakes, and like it's a literal snake that he's kissing.
Yeah,
I could not be in that journey in, I think, Alabama with him. And also, I refuse to believe that those overalls were anything other than ironic.
I'm sorry. And you know how humid it is? Like the humidity in those overalls, like turtle hunting, it just.
Well, but I don't know if he's wearing turtles hunting, but I thought overall. Or not hunting.
I meant like a search. Yes. Searching for turtles. I don't think he's harming turtles.
Right. No. Sorry. I think he was just looking for turtles or something in the late at night.
Okay. It's very the last song with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. They find those baby turtles.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I don't. I'm sorry. My mind is.
That's where
is
they
a,
fell in love, right?
Yeah. My mind is a.
Love it.
Black hole.
I'm into it. It's just, there's so much about him that like. Is so out of my universe that I find intoxicating. And I do not think, again, with the exception of Aaron, I just really came out of the season feeling like the guys, there are levels of toxicity to these guys, but I also just saw so much growth. And with the women, most of them didn't need to like go through growth because they came in already as like full people.
Yeah.
And it was just so fascinating to me because I felt like the women were doing some like external work. The men were doing internal work. And it was just fascinating.
I mean, the whole show in itself is really like the social experiment of it all is crazy. Like when you really take away all outside distractions.
Yeah.
Because I always find it fascinating when they're like one day in here feels like a week. Because you don't have anything like, and that's why people like fall in love so fast, or they do because it's like accelerated because you don't have these distractions. You have no idea what the public or anyone thinks of you when you're eating, like when you're eating lunch, like off camera, you can't talk to each other because like I don't know. So it's such an interesting accelerated like experiment.
And I also feel like the show is so weird because like they dangle this carrot of Casa Amor of like there's going to be a cycle where like everybody knows Casa Amor. It's where the couples are tested.
It's where you're tested.
It's
the biggest test.
It's the biggest test.
And if you can get through Casa, you can get through anything.
If you can not only get through Casa, but the recoupling.
Yeah.
I mean. So it's like Christ. These couples, you know, you find your one potentially or you're trying to find your one. And then all of a sudden you're separated and there are additional new cast members who are brought in to really tempt couples. And it was fascinating to see the way that the temptation worked along gender lines, because for women who were already feeling a loyalty to their new but seemingly forever couple,
right.
Their idea of like testing the waters was to engage in conversation and like get to know somebody where there are limits. For the men, it's like, skip the talking. I just want to fondle this woman's ass. And that's my way of kind of testing the waters and seeing if I'm really committed and whatever else. And it was so, it was like almost stereotypical.
It's jarring to watch.
it's fascinating to watch. Yeah. And also at the end of the day, nobody's thinking about the fact that this is a competition, because you win $100,000, which is split between the winning couple. Mm-hmm. But obviously the universe of Love Island is its own economy. So people, yeah, I think, are committing to be like the breakout star, the right, breakout couple.
I want to come off this with 12 sponsorships and be an influencer or like something like that. Like, you don't even like need. No, I don't think anyone goes into it. I mean, unless maybe you really do. Like, I want to win $100,000.
No,
like,
I don't think anybody's thinking about
that's
that.
That's pennies when you think about, I mean, after taxes, number one.
Right.
And splitting it.
You owe them money.
Yeah. You need to pay them.
Right.
Being on the show.
For real.
It's really crazy.
You know whose skin I envy? My dear best friend, J-Lo's. I have been a J-Lo superfan since day one. Every docuseries, every movie, I am all in. And I have had the pleasure of meeting Jennifer Lopez. And let me tell you what, she is a glow. And now I'm thinking about The Wedding Planner. So, Chris Manzo, we have a movie we need to rent. And yes, we need to talk about J-Lo's beauty regimen, the goddess of glow herself. She's just shared her secret 5 S's to ageless skin. Serum, sunscreen, supplements, sleep, and sano. In Spanish, vivir sano means live a healthy, sane life. It's the foundation of her new J-Lo beauty line. P.S. Did I pronounce Spanish better or worse than Vicky Gumbelson at Ondelez? Get that J-Lo glow for yourself with J-Lo Beauty's deluxe kit, the one-and-done skincare solution clinically proven to tighten and lift for instant, long-lasting results. It gives your skin a smoother, visibly brighter look, improves the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and protects against UVAs and UVBs. My personal favorite is that blockbuster hydrating cream. I am obsessed with a cream that does not make my skin feel oily, which is why I'm obsessed with J-Lo's. I get that kind of dewy glow. So if you're tired of trying to crack your own skincare code, try J-Lo Beauty for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. Want that J-Lo glow? Head to jlobeauty.com/andyscrolls and get a special gift of 4 free masks for AGs. Head to jlobeauty.com/andyscrolls for 4 free masks and free shipping today. jlobeauty.com/andyscrolls. Much like Jennifer Aiden on her last appearance on Watch What Happens Live, and I do mean last, when it comes to summer, I need to keep hydrated, and that's why I love Fiji water. Jen's thirst might not ever be quenched, but with Fiji water, mine always is. Fiji water is Earth's finest water. Unlike the other two top premium bottled water brands, Fiji water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. Fiji water has more than double the electrolytes as the other two top premium bottled water brands, giving it its signature soft, smooth taste. And that's why Fiji water is the number one premium imported bottled water brand in the U.S. And P.S., Fiji water has a perfectly balanced 7.7 pH. Get stocked up on Fiji water this summer and visit your local retailer to pick up some today. Alexis Bellino, imagine how much better her season could have gone if she had just simply quenched that thirst. And my recommendation? It's not just water, it's Fiji water. There are so many fall rituals I'm so excited to get back into, like seeing which $50,000 ring Lisa Barlow is going to lose next. And of course, there's one ritual that deserves to be added back to your fall priorities in addition to Salt Lake: daily hydration and energy from Liquid IV. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier and Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do, minus getting Monica back to the cast. I focus every day on making sure I have enough electrolytes. When I wake up and before I go to sleep at night, I am making sure that my electrolytes are on the up and up so that I can stay there too. And also at the end of the night, when I'm looking for a little SGKK, I add Liquid IV to seltzer and I have a little bit of a seltzer spritz. For me, faster hydration is not just about workouts. It's about ensuring that my quality of life is good. It's an all-in-one formula that provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Tear, pour, live more. One stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. That's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. With eight essential vitamins and nutrients. It's always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Start a new fall ritual with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Andy at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Andy at liquidiv.com.
You know what I don't like about, I didn't like about this Casa Amor is that the boys got to leave. Like, it was interesting how they did it. Like, you could decide. I mean, who's going to decide?
For the first time, the guys were given the option to stay and not go to Casa Amor.
Which, like, no one's going to choose not to. So no. I maybe, like, do away with that. Right. But I like it so much better when, like, the girls get to escape and they get the brand new villa. Because, like, leave the boy, like. Like women empowerment, like Give them the brand new villa and like the first, give them that, you know, like don't leave them in the smelly old villa.
Yeah.
Give them the new villa. So just like for next time, I would just do that instead.
Also, were they given the choice to not?
No. Because it was the boys being told leaving. To leave.
Right.
And sometimes like they mix it up. Like, mm-hmm. like on the UK, it was this season, it was the girls left. Like they got a text in the morning and, you know, that's when the boys come out of the bedroom. They're like, where are the girls? You know, that's like the best part. And they're like so confused because like they are boys.
I also love that it's not men and women. It's boys and girls.
It's boys and girls.
There's it something about that that's boys so strange, and girls. But like fascinating.
Well, and that's eye opening for me because when I think, oh, my God, I'm so attracted to Rob. And then like I think about his age. That's when I start to question myself.
How old is he?
I think he's like in his early 20s, right?
Jeez.
Let's.
Oh, God, that's going to make me
actually,
feel
you know what? I'm just going to fact check because I don't. Robert Rausch age.
Robert Robertson.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, he's 25. Okay.
Okay.
So that's fine. I thought he was like 21 because if he was, I would truly.
Yeah, that would not be great.
Yeah. Oh, he's at 951,000 followers.
I'm surprised that's not more.
No, the way, if I knew this man in high school, the way I would fall for this man.
He's a professional snake wrangler. He's 25 years old.
He would break my heart.
And he looks like a douche, but he's not, I don't think he's a douche.
He wears cargo shorts. Like, that's not my type, typically.
He has a snake tattoo, because in case you forgot what he did for a living, he's like, look at my arm, wrangle it. There's so
his beautiful eyes.
I mean, the thing that was fascinating to me about Casa Amor is like the way that some of these guys gave themselves permission, because also Kendall highly encouraged it, to really truly like test the limits, whatever, make out with new women. And it seemed like they genuinely were confused about how that would impact their quote unquote partner back home, which was fascinating.
No, when Miguel was like, well, just because I coupled up with her, like, doesn't mean it changes anything with you, Aaliyah. And then Ariana was like, no, you're in a couple with this new girl.
Right.
She was like, wait. No. Miguel, you understand that you chose the Casa girl. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
It's so good.
And the cast to me was so good also because, like, again, with the exception of Aaron, it felt like the guys, when they fucked up, first off, they shouldn't have to fuck up to learn a lesson. You should just not fuck up. But noting that, it felt like there was a sense that they really understood that they fucked up and they actually worked to like fix some of the damage. I felt like that happened with Kenny. I felt like that happened with Cordell. Just this sense of, and Miguel, this sense of like, I fuck things up and I understand it. And usually we pretend that guys understand it, but they really don't. We're just projecting better men on top of like pieces of shit. I actually felt with the guys on this show that they really took steps and acknowledged their partner's feelings and then hopefully didn't fuck up again.
Yeah. No, like the way, like within 24 hours, mm-hmm. everyone was back in their original couples. I was like, perfect. This is exactly what I wanted.
It was what I wanted, except I hated that they immediately dismissed someone that they brought back.
Oh, no.
The
I mean, of course, I felt bad totally. For those girls.
I felt bad for them. Yeah.
I also think like when you like are cast to go on Love Island, it's like the absolute worst thing they could do to you is like make you a Casa girl or a Casa boy.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Like that sucks. Like, yeah. Honestly, like that's just the worst position to be in. So like they probably do go into it thinking like I'll probably have 4 seconds of airtime mm-hmm. and I'll like be sent home. But no, it still does suck. Like, oh, like getting brought back and then. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I just like being a Casa person. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Best of luck. And also, this show is one of those shows that, like, if you're just having a weird go of things and you just need a break, this is, sure, there are, you know, you're going to feel things and feel upset at moments potentially, but I really don't think it's that big a deal when you do, because it's just, it feels like, and maybe this is psycho of me, but, like, it feels like it's a fun show. It's a positive show. The number of times that I turned bright red in watching these people just fully make out, grind on top of each other.
The costume. Yeah, the heart rate challenge.
Heart rate challenge.
You could not pay me.
The kissing challenge. I couldn't go near. I was giggling out of like
no,
giggles,
crazy.
But also like just absolute fear. Like it in the best way. I was just like,
oh no, yeah.
I was just completely. It wasn't even just. It was like embarrassed mixed with delighted mixed with shocked. It was phenomenal.
And because do you like the amount of courage it takes to do that on television
over and over again?
I commend them.
Commend them.
I need to find the name of the creator because I saw it on TikTok and it was like a guy saying, he was like, we need to treat the Love Island USA cast like we treat Olympians.
Yeah.
Like we treat war heroes.
Yeah.
Because they are going out and doing what not everyone would do. I was like, oh my God, they are heroes.
They are American heroes.
Because I could not do that.
Yeah.
And they were brave enough.
The making out without a second thought, I don't know how you cast that. Like, it's so fascinating. And it's just every...
It's perfect.
Every
it's perfect
challenge.
Television.
And there's no prize, by the way. Every challenge just exists to be a challenge. Mm-hmm. And it's just to serve the purpose of, like, adding suds something.
Unless you win a Casa challenge, then, like, you get the party or something. It's not anything important.
Yeah. Or, like, you get the night to... what's the
And the part the party is, like... You have a glass of champagne. Oh, the right. Hideaway.
But, Hideaway. Yeah. But that's not really...
I don't want to sleep in a bed. Like, unless I was the first person in the Hideaway. I don't want to be, like, the second person in the Hideaway and, like, sleep...
Oh, where they fucked?
Like, it's just not my... Even though, you know, I'm sure they wash, you know, the sheets.
But how is that different from anyone who's sleeping in those little twin beds with each other? Because you know some stuff is
I know,
happening
well,
there late at night.
We do. We literally do.
Right.
But anyway... No, I don't like. Yeah, I wouldn't fare well in that environment.
I don't know how people would like watch this with their families. It's not really.
Yeah,
I can't imagine like watching this like with a parent or
Miguel
a,
was
an
like.
Elder.
I told my mom I was going on a retreat. Did you see that?
Yeah,
amazing. I love him too.
And their parents. There's a moment where they, you know, get to connect, where some of them get to connect with their families. And I'm just thinking, like, what is the experience like to be the parent or family member of someone in the cast right now? And you feel potentially responsibility to like stand up for them, or you're just hyper aware of what other people on social are saying. But also your child or loved one is like grinding for hours on television. It's an act of bravery. It's a genuine act
it
of courage.
Really
it's
is.
Profiles in courage is what this is.
We need to ask Odell Beckham Jr.,
because Cordell, one of the cast members, his brother is football
OBJ.
Star Odell Beckham Jr., who I Googled and plays for Miami?
Sure. Why not?
But it's like a big deal, I think.
Oh, no. Yes. He's very he's like I
like I knew his
knew
name.
The name. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not. And please. I'm not a sports kind of gal, but that's a very famous athlete. Like, I think of that name. I'm like, oh, it's like a like LeBron James,
right.
Odell Beckham Jr.
He's like it's a in my cultural mind. Breakout.
Yes, exactly.
So I know OBJ through the world of society and culture, but like, so there are also the moments of celebrity that sneak in, which was interesting to me because then it becomes a conversation of like, is someone interested in Cordell because of right. him having this famous brother, which I'm sure is baggage that he carries with him completely, yeah. understandably so. But then I'm also thinking the layer on top of that is, at what point does a person start wondering, if at all, is this person on the show interested in me because of me or because they want to become a famous couple?
Right. Well, and that's a risk you have to take. Like, guys, these are some of our bravest Americans.
Yeah.
And Brits and
other places.
And other places.
Ireland, maybe? I forget.
Ireland.
Who's I don't remember. Maura.
Oh, yes, but yes. But she's on. She's yeah. Host.
And the idea of celebrity and how that potentially inhibits or continues a relationship that should die, or fame rather, is interesting. Cause then I start thinking of Kaylor and Aaron. This man who treats her poorly over and over and over again. And I just wonder to myself, is she trying to hang on to this to make it to the end because she thinks that they are going to be the breakout couple? And it's like she's pushing for their happily ever under, regardless of how he behaves.
The thing is, no, because I feel in her eyes, mm-hmm. she genuinely likes him so much, which is so upsetting.
Yeah.
You know, like you could see how much she loves him and she isn't just in it for, she's like for that. So I don't think she is, but I don't know. What I really find interesting is that like they haven't really been like, they were together when they all went to Universal Studios, mm-hmm. like, but they haven't like posted with each other, I feel like.
Well, how could you?
Yeah, I guess.
And also, I mean, he's back.
Same with like Nicole and Kendall's, I guess, posted a little bit.
Well, I think some of that might also be, because Kaylor's from Pennsylvania, right?
And, yes.
Aaron's from somewhere in the UK, UKsville. But a bunch of them went to
Universal Studios. Because, no, but Kaylor and Aaron were there together. So it was Kaylor and Aaron, Nicole and Kendall, Serena and Cordell, Janae and Kenny, and Leah.
But
and
not Miguel.
Not Miguel, because he had to go back to the UK first, okay. and then he's coming to, I think, I don't know what he had to do. Maybe, like, get his affairs in order, his passport.
I would think that it has been a pretty bumpy ride for Kaylor acclimating back to, like, the world of, a lot of people seem to dislike me, or a lot of people in trying to encourage me are kind of calling me a loser. Like, people are saying, like, don't stay with him, you stupid bitch. Like, it's there's yeah. a lot of this kind of mix of feel better about yourself, otherwise I'm going to hate you, which I think is probably tough. But also there's this video that went super viral because Aaron was doing like Instagram stories.
A Q&A for a God Q&A knows what reason.
For truly no reason. On Instagram stories, and people heard while he was recording background, which was Kaylor speaking to her best friend, I guess.
Someone. We don't Someone. Know who.
So I think she said on Nick Vial, on the Vial Files, that it was like, I think she said it was her best friend.
Oh, okay.
And I, in my head, I'm thinking that best friend was on speakerphone, but I actually don't know. And so the conversation,
yes,
Kaylor is trying to say it, is like, maybe as a reaction to some of the negative critique or whatever, her friend was trying to support her by being like, quote unquote, like, in a couple months, no one will care. In 6 months, no one's going to care what Leah does, as a way right. of an example. But obviously, in the short amount that people heard, and maybe they believe this, what they believe happened was people, Kaylor and this other person, shit talking Leah's popularity
right.
as a defense against Kaylor's
yeah.
sort of lack.
Yeah. And I fully believe, like, as a, like, because if I was like trying to comfort one of my best friends, that's like not talking. I wouldn't say that, but I would be like, no one's going to care about it in X amount of time. No one, like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So I get that. However, her friend was just spreading lies, because that is so not true. I will go to the ends of this earth for Leah. I will care about her till the cows come home. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
And Leah has said that essentially in her conversation on Call Her Daddy, she essentially said, like, I don't care. I told her I don't care.
Yeah. They're posting together. Right. Like, it's fine. And Leah seems like just so, like, she's so, like, mature the way she's handled. She's like, I don't care. Like, I don't know. She doesn't dwell on things.
Well, Leah was also dealing with, I think, some feelings of isolation. I think that some of the women were extremely hard on her at points. This whole mm-hmm. elimination of Andrea led into this season-long question of, did Leah go too far in encouraging her, seemingly her beau's, some significant other to be exiled so that she could have a chance, which she has passionately said was not what she did. It was a group vote. But also they didn't show a lot of the conversation around the vote. And so there is this, I guess, question from the greater audience of, like, was production trying to give Leah a negative edit? Couldn't they have shown more from that scene to protect her?
Well, and that's what she kept saying. She was like, I literally begged them. I was like, show it at movie night, show it. And like, they just didn't, which maybe, I don't know. Perhaps someone will ask that on the reunion. I wonder if there's going to be a live audience.
I feel like they sort of have to. I don't know that they're, I actually would not love a live audience. I don't know.
Well, I would like to go and just sit there.
No, I would like to go, obviously, but we don't count as an audience. We're in the inner circle. We're a member of production. I do think, though, it's something should be shown, because I feel like that is one of the biggest questions coming out that would, to me, be easily resolved by just showing more content.
And I feel like at this point, though, like, the like for me, I'm like, yes, that would do it. But also at the same time, I'm like, in my mind, that's what happened. So I'm like, it's fine. Like, I believe Leah. Yeah.
And I just
believe Leah. Like,
right.
That woman.
Well,
ugh, I love her.
I think that there were a couple moments where it's like she behaved in ways that she came to regret, like literally every single person on the show.
Yeah, of course. She was just
dragged so heavily for them, where it became a question of character in a way that it wasn't for, I think, a lot of the guys, where, again, there's these like gender expectations where women are supposed to be like, quote unquote, supportive of each other and don't look like you're cunning. Don't like look like you're doing something else. Where as guys, there's often a shrug of like, well, that's just what guys do.
Yeah, silly. It's silly is what it is.
Yeah. And I felt like, you know, some of Liv, who I really didn't dislike, but I thought she was fun.
Yeah.
But, and I liked that she had a dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
But I also felt like some of this immediate jabs at Leah, some of this is really, I thought, just kind of like unnecessary.
Yeah, for sure. And I also like, I think they've like squashed it, seeming mm-hmm. like everything's fine now.
I think everything's fine with everybody. Yeah, honestly.
I think like no one cares about it. Like everything's good.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. I think it was just like, I don't know what Liv and Kaylor thought they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And whatever that was, it was. And now, like, I mean, I think Leah was like, she's like, I just like want to move on from it. Like that's, she said something about that. I don't know if that was about that situation.
Well, it also,
I don't remember what it was. Actually.
There was also an interesting comparison during movie night, because Aaron's getting dragged the entire time, deservedly so. And then, of course, they show the clip of Leah making fun of Rob for crying in this intimate moment. She is initially sort of laughs, but I think out of embarrassment,
100%. Like, you are so nervous.
She's mortified.
And
so she takes ownership of it, I think,
in such a mature, grown-up way,
which she does repeatedly.
Yeah, she was like, "I am so sorry. Right. Oh my god!" Like,
right. And there obviously is a little bit of tension between her and Rob from that. But the fun part of that for me was like Aaron opening his fucking mouth to be like, oh my god, that's so terrible, how dare you. And Serena, who was consistent throughout the entire season for me, she was someone who was like, this is how I feel, I'm not quite sure about this guy. She was open, she was honest, she understood some of her defenses against not wanting to open up. She did not want to be hurt. All of these women over and over again said, I just don't want to be embarrassed. They did not want to be in a position where these men, where they felt like they were being humiliated by these men, which happened, unfortunately, for several of them. And the way that she essentially turned to Aaron and was like, shut the fuck up. Now you're using your voice after everything that you did to your missus. Like, don't even. And the way that Aaron was trying to push back of like, but Rob's my love. I mean, it was a fun moment.
Phenomenal.
To watch.
Phenomenal. Like, Serena is so fantastic. She's so like sure of herself. And like, that was so fun to watch. Like, she was not playing any game. She was like, and like, honestly, like, kudos to her for saying like, no, you know what? I don't know if I like you, because she could have just pretended and then been safe. Like, because as soon as you're single, you have the potential to go home. But like, she knew that. And she was like, you know what? I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. She's fantastic. I love her. Her, Janae, and Leah are it. They're fantastic.
I understood a little why Cordell did what he did in terms of like, this person is not opening up to me in the way that he maybe needed to himself feel like he wasn't going to be embarrassed, where like maybe he felt like he wasn't being looked at in a way that was romantic and he was looking for that, but which does not excuse his behavior.
Yeah, it was
all.
The way he did it.
It was the way he did it. Like, right.
Because Serena was like, you could have brought her back or gotten to know her. That doesn't matter. It's like you were in bed with her and making it, like,
right.
Just like
grinding.
Stop. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was iffy.
And I felt like Serena's upset to him. It felt representative of, I mean, how many of us want to be in a position where we can just really openly be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Because so often we're expected to internalize it. Otherwise we're villainized. And there was just something really strong. And I'm sorry, like, I was surprised when he went to bring her breakfast and
oh my
she
God.
Really pushed against it, but I fucking loved it. I was like, yeah, it's not over because he made you avocado toast.
No, literally, like, shitty avocado toast. And then when he did it after they like made up and he was like creeping in the room to try to bring her the breakfast.
And he knew.
Phenomenal.
He was so like, you could tell. I mean, when he walked back in during the recoupling, it was the longest walk I've ever seen anyone walk in my entire life. It felt like they were walking at like 0.00000000 miles an hour.
All of the recouplings also feel like, I'm like, can we speak?
Yeah.
Like, can we speed it up? No, it literally feels like eons.
Yeah.
Eons.
I do have to say, I understand why people are like, all up, you know, with Leah. I think it's because they love her, because she has a unique voice. She felt really honest. She was funny. She's definitely very quirky. Felt like she was being, you know, just kind of like true to herself in a way that is great. And she was also really supportive of the women in a way that I really appreciated. All of that being said, I have a number one queen, and her name is Janae.
Oh, amazing.
Just phenomenal.
She is everything.
Mm.
Kenny.
When she started speaking in Spanish to Kenny,
I lost it.
During their wedding.
His face.
Yeah.
He was genuinely taken aback.
I cried.
Yes, during their wedding. Mm. During their wedding. The way he's obsessed with her, as well he should be.
As well he should be.
I love them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I actually really don't think that he understood what happens during a recoupling. Like, I actually think he was, like, a little slow.
I'm about to say, I genuinely don't think, like...
Some of these guys really
didn't get it. He went into Casa and was just, like, talking to... Because it was, like, that other girl and then the girl he brought back. And I think he was just like, yeah, sure, like, what's going on? Whatever. Like, I genuinely, I think in the back of my mind, like, he thought, like, he had to bring someone back.
Yeah, no, I think so, too.
Like, I think
that they thought, like, we're just adding to the cast.
Right. Like, oh, let me just, like, bring her back so she can, like, meet someone. Like, I
he
genuinely.
Didn't get it. He didn't get it.
I believe that. Like, he just didn't understand.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
He was also one of those guys where when Janae was upset, I was like, babe, I'll fight for you to the death. Like, however you feel is warranted, understood, whatever battle you need, I will, like, arm thyself with sass. Like, I'm ready. That is my sword, is like my, like, prickly humor. Like, I will fight for you. I will fight for you forever. And I did not understand Kenny.
No.
Like, so when she was upset, I was like, this guy, like, it did not make sense to me. But by the end of the show and surely after the fact, I was like, I got it.
Like, Kenny, that's the man.
That's my man.
He is the
He's literally Elliot Grange.
Literally. Like, just And did you see in his Instagram bio? Mm-hmm.
I did see.
Obsessed.
He does have in his Instagram bio that he is like.
It's like, Kenny, you know, New York, New York.
Was he from New York?
No. I just made that up. Okay. Like personal trainer and then like a heart. Janae.
He has her handle
in his yeah. Like that is.
She got him. I did not get it. I thought he was like kind of dumb. And now I'm like, oh, wait. But if he is dumb, I want that.
No, name. He's perfect.
See, this is the problem is that like some of these personalities hate him or love him. It's like the Rob of it all. You know, there's just something about him, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then you miss the Kennys. The Kennys are who we should end up with.
Kenny is what Connor.
Silent, supportive support system.
Kenny is what Connor wanted to be.
Yeah.
And he's not. I mean, I'm sure he's a great guy.
I think Connor was exhausted by the end.
I think he was tired. I don't think this is the format of show for him. No. He's a very good looking, nice gentleman.
He looks
kind of
like a computer keyboard.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say
I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like something that like everyone has. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
okay.
It serves a purpose.
Yes. I thought you were going to say he looks like a little bit like Henry Cavill, but.
Oh, or that. Or an iMac.
But yes.
Yeah.
I just don't think this is a format. Like, I think he'll meet a really gorgeous, nice girl, like in Nantucket or something. Like, it's not on a TV show.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Yeah.
But best of luck to him.
Best of luck to him. Who else was there?
Beats me.
Honestly, all I really care about at the end of the day, genuinely, like my number one is Janae, followed very, very closely by Serena, who's probably tied, and also Leah. And
it's
like
the PPG. I mean, those are the girls. I love them. And I really do like Liv. Like, I like her personality and her sense of humor. So I like her too. And honestly, it was a perfect cast. They needed every one of those people there. Like,
they really did.
Like, it's not like, I mean, maybe except for Kendall.
I'm kidding.
It was fine.
No, it's fine. With Kaylor, how are we feeling about Kaylor? Is she more strategic than maybe many of us gave her credit for? Like, what's the current energy
there? I personally don't think so. I think she's just like a 21-year-old girl who genuinely like wants a boyfriend and a husband. Mm-hmm. And like, all I want to do is sit her down and like hold her hand and say like, baby girl, like you don't even know yourself yet. You have time. Like, it's not, he's not the one. Aaron?
Yeah.
Aaron?
Is she thinking that if she stays with him, she'll be less embarrassed?
No, I just genuinely think
she really loves him.
Like, I really don't. And like, maybe I'm just being naive, but I genuinely don't think there's like a, like, of course, maybe she, you know, going into it, you're like, oh, hopefully like I'll gain some followers. I'll be famous. Like, I'm sure there's that portion, but I genuinely think she like loves this man for reasons I can't explain.
It's just
reasons unbeknownst to you and me.
It's tough because on Nick Viall, she first off says that he didn't acknowledge or apologize for the fact that he had put up a recording on Instagram that ended up having her, you know, talking some stuff that got her into a lot of hot water. He never apologized for that. Also, he's repeatedly told her he doesn't remember things from the show.
Like, sorry, what?
Yeah, so she's asking him to maybe clarify. Like,
I should watch the Nick Viall.
I mean, it is kind of tough because you can see Nick just trying to like guide her through this, and he's being really sensitive and like supportive, which I think is the best route here in these conversations, because this is also someone who's fragile just in terms of like you just bared your soul on this very specific reality TV and you've gotten a lot of backlash. So like trying to have someone open up but also feel okay about the experience, I think is probably pretty tough. And I just think with her, she's trying to grapple with the fact that like this guy obviously isn't the one. And so she's saying that she like says she understands her like family and friends aren't into him. Like there's obviously a lot here supporting the fact that this isn't the guy. But it's tough because I think she wants him to apologize and repent. Yeah. And how much of that is just her thinking? Well, like how much of his lack of repentance can a person take?
She wants him to be someone that he's not.
Right.
And she just has to come to that realization it might take a few months. It might take some time for her to be like, wait, what? And I'm sure in 5 years, she'll look back on that and be like, what the fuck? But that's called growth.
Yeah. And the other part of it is she talks about the fact that she was in a really toxic relationship before. So like, Aaron's not as bad as the other guy.
Right.
But when you weigh this against a really toxic relationship and you think he's not that bad, I mean, first off, I would add ... yet, because just give this man time.
I just need her to sit down and watch the show, perhaps.
Do you think, but also that's a big ask. I mean, I also can't imagine how difficult that is to come out of Love Island. Everybody knows you. Everybody has a really passionate opinion about you. And then all you're seeing are like TikToks.
No, just to see like what Aaron did. Like, I just need her to like see everything and just be like this. But again, you can't force someone to come to the realization. Like, she'll come to it on her own. We can hope.
I wonder what her reaction to that would be. Like, if she sees him saying and doing things in Casa or whatever, like, does she believe the stuff that she's seeing? Like, what is she then looking at him to provide?
Well, and this is, what day is it? Okay, Friday. The reunion is when?
The like 11th, weeks. I think.
Oh, I thought it
was it the 18th?
I don't know.
I forget. It's in like, okay, it's in essentially like 2 weeks.
I am just hoping that I want answers to all of this. Oh my God. I don't know. I feel like she could watch the whole thing, but then again, it could be hard. Like, you don't want to watch yourself back. Like, and it, you know, they're long episodes.
They are long episodes. And also for her, it's like, this is the tough thing again with the Love Island economy, because would she have more followers and have more opportunities if she said goodbye to this man? But also, is that fair to say to someone? But also, that's the universe. Like, you would be more popular.
Well, life's not fair.
Life isn't fair. And sometimes the Love Island life isn't fair. Like, is this man, I mean, this is like the idea of a man holding back a woman from seemingly everything. At what point is she going to miss that window of breaking out? And maybe she understands that and is okay with that not happening. I don't know. She's so young and this stuff is really like the 15 minutes you can really, really, really extend. But is she missing out on this by staying with this guy who really is kind of quieting her voice?
I don't think she's missing out on stuff, because they could have this relationship and then one day she could like go on a podcast and tell all about everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, not like, I think she'll be fine. Because again, she's just so young. I just want to like be like, you right now, like, you are not going to be this person. Like, you're like, you're just going to see yourself so differently in a few years, 5 years, 10 years. Like, it just, I don't know.
And the reality at the end of the day is Kendall was obviously being a piece of shit and encouraging this, but these men did not need that encouragement. Like,
no, they didn't. But again, I'm like, I don't put too much blame on him, because I'm like, men are like, you're responsible for your own actions.
Right.
And I just, again, that's not what pushed me over the edge for Kendall. I just genuinely didn't like his personality. So, but yeah, that wasn't great.
Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build your own perfect clothes with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I am so thankful to Armoire because I was in a genuine pickle last weekend. I was rushing to New Jersey, shout out NJ, the Garden State, not hunting for new housewives, but going to a friend's baby shower, and I had literally nothing to wear. So thank goodness for Armoire. I opened my bag from Armoire, grabbed this beautiful, bright lime green Sachin and Bobby midi dress, and it fit like a glove, and it saved me all of that extra stress. There are so many benefits to Armoire. You always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. It's sustainable. You no longer have to feel bad about only wearing an outfit once, and Armoire is women-founded and women-led. Right now, AGs can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/andyscrolls. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/andyscrolls to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. Parenting is a core part of Housewives, and my new fave friend of is ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. ByHeart's mission is simple: make the best formula in the world while using the latest in breast milk science. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. And ByHeart formula is clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus a leading infant formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code AndysGirls for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Ever feel like you're too busy watching a beloved Bravo marathon to eat healthy? Meal kits from Sunbasket are the perfect solution, like spicy chicken tinga tacos with black beans and pico de gallo, which I got to make and enjoy this week. I was able to swap in a vegan substitute for the chicken and had one of those dishes I will remember. Unlike Padmalakshmi, I am not a top chef. Sunbasket is so easy. It comes with super easy to follow directions. And if I can do it and love doing it in the people's kitchen, so can you. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home. Try it for 4 weeks and see how your clean eating can change the way you feel. And Sunbasket can fit my lifestyle and many more, including Mediterranean, carb conscious, vegetarian, keto-friendly, gluten-free, diabetes-friendly, and more. And as I did, it's super easy to customize recipes to meet your exact needs. I don't feel constricted by looking at vegan or vegetarian only. Sunbasket makes it possible to eat your best your way. You can swap red meat for chicken or turkey, or like me, swap in a vegan protein. Plus, Sunbasket offers pre-made meals, delicious single-serving meals that are ready to eat in less than 5 minutes, which is just around a commercial break from RHOC. There's something for every health journey, mine included, and every busy lifestyle. It's easy to use Sunbasket to achieve your kind of healthy. Go to sunbasket.com/andysgirls today to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/andysgirls to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order.
Thinking about Kendall, and I'm like, I genuinely, the God's honest truth, I just don't care that enough about him. Is that okay? Yeah. Like, it's just kind of like fun, energy, whatever, because I really just don't care about him at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Keep, like, saying he's fun. Like, is he fun?
I don't think, I'm really about to have a panic attack.
Like, because for me, he's not.
I'm about to have a panic attack.
Like, if I was at a bar with, like, a group of, like, my girls, and he, like, came over with, like, his friends and, like, was trying, like, was trying to chat with us, I feel like I would be like, can you go away?
Oh, yeah.
And I say that with the utmost respect.
I think I'm...
He's just not my cup of tea, and I'm probably not his. So that's fine, you know?
I think I'm thinking more of, like, friendship with him versus, okay, like, dumb guy at a bar coming over, and I'm like, stop talking to me.
I fear that I wouldn't want to be his friend.
I know I'm in the minority.
No, and you know what? I would respect it if he said, you know what, Christine, I don't want to be your friend either because you're not my cup of tea.
I did like seeing him and Nicole in the finale. Sure. I really did.
I'm so sorry.
I know I'm in the minority on this. I know I am. I just really felt like these two people really care for each other. And watching the show.
They do.
These two people genuinely care for each other. I think there could be a future here between them.
Yeah. No, they definitely do. And if they... God bless. If they stay together, that's great. No, I see that they definitely care about each other. And that's all I have to say about that. They care about each other, and that's beautiful.
I wish we had seen more of Leah and Miguel, because Miguel, I thought, was a little bit more with some of these guys. I was like, I'm just not understanding them, or there's like the fuckboy energy. And he really did give me fuckboy energy, which took me aback when I'm like, oh, wait, he's like emotionally connected.
Yeah.
Like, well, what, connective? Like, what's going on?
I saw like a bunch of things on Twitter and TikTok of like interviews with like Serena or Janae or even Kaylor. And I think even Liv said it too. Like, there, like Miguel did so many like romantic gestures and things for Leah, and like he really, really liked her, but they didn't show any of it.
That's really not fair.
Which, again, what beef? I'm talking to you, Peacock. What beef do you have with Leah? What's the beef? Show us the tapes. Roll all the tapes.
Because then I, while watching the finale, would have been, because I was really genuinely only thinking about it in terms of like couples, romantic things are saying to each other, possible.
Which
future.
Is good of you as a human. I mean, just like, who do I love the most?
So I was thinking it was going to be, I don't know. I did not see Leah and Miguel. So I was thinking they were probably going to be at the tail end there, which is not about how much I love them, but just about like their relationship with each other. And then it was going to be followed by, I guess, Janae and Kenny, even though I was obsessed with them. And then there was going to be some sort of Kendall, Nicole, Serena, Cordell, just in terms of like commitment and these people and love and stuff. But again, can't say enough. Janae is like my number one gal. And now I understand like Kenny is like phenomenal. But I just was thinking about in terms of that. So if you're telling me, meaning like the universe, all the cast members, that Miguel actually was stepping up and there was a beautiful love story, like why didn't I fucking see that?
I don't know. But show it to me, Rachel, please.
I don't even know.
That's a TikTok sound. Okay, and great. That's so embarrassing for me.
Okay, cool.
Show it to me, Rachel. I'll send it to you after.
Okay,
no, but yeah, that's apparently like Liv was saying it. They're like, he would like do so much like stuff for her. And like you could tell how much they liked each other. It just wasn't shown again, which is sad. And it's rude. Mm-hmm. And it's quite frankly unacceptable. So yeah, hopefully. I mean, for now, I'm just like watching like fan edits of them put to like Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's really all I need personally.
I do also have to say, so while I haven't seen every single Aftersun, the Aftersun that I saw,
need to.
Okay, great.
You know.
I saw the one with Katie, and the Aftersun with Johnny Bananas, where he is being,
why was he there?
I don't know, but he was being absolutely railroaded because he was trying to have a take, and then you could see the fear in his eyes because he knew that like no one was going to agree with him.
Yeah.
Is wonderful television.
Oh, fantastic.
Loved it.
Wait, if you were watching in real time, who would you have cast your vote for?
I don't, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Is like, I don't know, because I would have been watching the show differently.
You would have voted for Nicole and Kendall.
No, here's the thing, because I don't think I would have felt the way.
Yeah,
I would be almost flippant, because I'm kind of being flippant
you
right
now. You
probably
would have voted for Janae and Kenny. Because you love Janae so much.
I think I would have voted for
Serena. I don't know. I don't know.
I would have voted for essentially anyone but Kendall and Nicole, who I wouldn't have voted for.
Right.
I'm just saying when it came to placement, I was thinking about it through terms of like romantic drama.
No, and that makes sense.
But I don't know. I know that my experience would have changed had I been watching live. And
with everyone, yeah.
And I do regret that, because there was a lot of conversation that I just genuinely missed. There was content that I missed because I was just breezing through this shit. So it's like, you're not even getting my full attention. I'm just trying to get through a lot of content. That's number one. Number two is just like, there was a lot of stuff that like just didn't stay in my brain because I was it was just kind of like rushing through. And then there was stuff, there was just an additional focus on things that I missed. I missed those conversations. So now I'm like not even able to catch up in real time because people have solidified opinions at this point. And I completely missed that perspective.
Right. And listen, now I know and you know when the people say watch something.
Watch it.
We'll do it. Because honestly, there was nothing more fun than like being on Twitter during this. Like it was just
Twitter. I'm not on Twitter and I'm not on TikTok.
Well, it's honestly, or even
but
just Instagram.
I Googled Reddit.
I
Googled Reddit. I Googled like, Reddit, Love Island US.
Even just
USA,
Instagram, like reposting stuff from Twitter and like all that stuff, like you'll see it. Like it was just so fun. Like fuck. I literally would go on like right after I watched the episode, or sometimes like during, I would just be on Twitter scrolling and I'd be like, this is just so fun. Mm. Like I felt united as a nation. Mm-hmm. So that it was a great experience.
I do think I would have voted for Jhené and Kenny.
Yeah.
Because I think a part of me would have understood that Serena and Cordell were going to win. So I would have felt probably more freedom to vote with to vote with my voice versus like, God forbid, Kaylor and Aaron were really competing at that point. Then I would have voted for Serena and Cordell to make sure that they won. So I was kind of thinking like, I have the ability to vote with my heart versus making sure that Kaylor and Aaron don't get it.
Right.
Because that would have been real tough.
Right. And there's absolutely no way that they would have made it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I'm excited. I want to know, like, what's going to happen with Serena and Cordell. I want to know what, I mean, Jhené and Kenny just, like, have my heart. Although I don't think I followed him because I'm trying to be respectful.
Oh, you didn't follow Kenny? Honestly, the only person I followed right now is Leah, but I stalk everyone and I think I'm going to give Serena a follow and Jhené a follow. I love Jhené.
I love
Jhené. I don't like really follow like the like I don't need to like follow the boys.
No, there's
like,
nothing there. Maybe I might have followed. Is Rob even on Instagram?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, almost okay. A million followers.
Oh, OK. I don't think that. Oh, right. We talked about that. I don't think that. I don't think I followed him. I know I followed. Jhené was the first person I followed. And then Leah was the second. I will follow Serena. And maybe I just think about Rob. But I don't know. What's Rob's last name? Snake?
Roush. Roush.
OK.
R-A-U.
Okay, he is at 952. I have not followed him.
Yeah.
I just followed him that way.
That was easy.
Come on the podcast, Rob.
My plan is working.
And the reunion is filmed in New York, so I need to get somebody to the Clawfuss. They're filming the reunion in New York. I assume because of Ariana doing Chicago.
Shut up. Yeah, it's being filmed in New York?
We need to figure that out.
Someone Sorry, Peacock, I'm not. I just stood
Peacock
up.
Peacock PR.
No.
Like, someone needs to come to the Clawfuss.
I am being Anybody so fucking for real right now.
Yeah.
And I want to. I'm going to. When this comes out, I'm going to screen record this and then post this on my story.
Can't wait.
Anyone who works at Peacock, and there's some of you, I know quite a few of you, okay? I can accept, you know, I don't get invited to, you know, the Bravo things and the watch parties and the this and the that and the blah, blah. Fine. If you do not, if it's not a live reunion, if it is a live reunion and I am not there, I will sue. Respectfully. If it isn't a live reunion, but there is some sort of, I don't know, perhaps Leah and Miguel go on Watch What Happens Live. Perhaps something there. I better be number one on the list. Mm-hmm. I better be the first person that all of y'all think of. I am being so for real. And that's that.
Wait, they should do a Love Island. And Andy doesn't watch it, but he doesn't watch a lot.
It
doesn't matter. There should be a Watch What Happens that is, this is so terrible, but I literally was in my head. I was like, it should be PPG, like in the chairs, and then like maybe Kaylor bartending.
I was about to say, like, Kaylor and Aaron bartending.
No, actually, no. It should be the guys. It should be the ladies' partners bartending. But I want like the trio to PPG. I want PPG to be like in the seats.
Like, just picture like Leah and Andy having a conversation. Not the wildest thing that you could like?
He would fall in love with her. He would fall in love with her.
It's perfect
because she's such good TV.
Oh my God, you guys, please.
They have to, because Peacock and Hello, NBC Universal and
NBC,
Bravo,
Peacock.
They have to be doing a
Watch What Happens. If there's a perhaps an event of any sort, and I am not, it's just like, this is a warning. And yeah, this is a threat. So count your days and sleep with one eye open.
Great. I think that's going to be the magic to who would the dream guest be? If I was sending out one ask, and obviously there will be multiple asks, but like who do you think? And then I would have to watch, because you know I prep, and my prep is typically just watching whatever over and over. I would have to watch the entire series over again. I would have to.
For you? Kendall. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Kendall, no. I'd be the least interested, because he's, no. I'm the least curious about him.
I genuinely think if you had Rob here,
oh my God,
would like not be able to speak. Like,
I would be in a puddle.
And I would obviously make you invite me over, and I would just sit quietly.
Oh my God.
And just watch. I could maybe record some BTS.
But the thing is, like, this is audio only. So I don't think his charm comes across well in audio.
Okay, great. I'll get a camera.
Okay.
Great. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I think like, I mean, I mean, Leah is everything, but like also Janae. I want Janae.
Yeah, my goal. My number one, honestly, would be Janae. Because Janae and I could talk.
You could
about,
talk.
Yeah.
Rob, like you would smile and we couldn't. I wouldn't be able to speak.
Oh, I would speak. I would be able to speak. Yeah, those are my top two.
I would
for
get
guys,
shy, I think. I'd get
for
shy.
For guys, it would be.
No, I need Janae. Janae and you would.
Yeah, it would be. Janae would be my top girl. Yeah. And for boys, it would be Rob, although I actually. Not even actually, but Cordell, I would be interested in like a long form because he is emotionally connected, yeah. And I love that.
No, I want Janae. I want Janae for. I want would
Janae
like you to have
too.
Janae.
Okay, I'm gonna try to make. If anybody at Peacock HQ is listening, which you're absolutely
well,
not,
which they might have turned it off after I just threatened them.
I'm just kidding. We need to find out what day that reunion is. Happening.
I think it's. Well, no, when it's airing.
Yeah, no, I don't care about that.
I just like I'm being so serious. Okay, and that's what
we're gonna find out.
Yeah,
because Alex Cooper invited Leah to her birthday party in the Hamptons, which she said was maybe that's the day I'm thinking of. Which she said was like August 8th or something. And Leah was like, "Oh, I'll be in New York because of the reunion." So I don't know if she was being literal about those days, but it has to be somewhere near there.
Perfect.
We need to make this work.
Okay, I'll be in the Hamptons August. Oh my God, I think it's going to be before.
Well, your life is really
this
poor
sucks.
Thing. Poor thing. Maybe just stay there.
Yeah, me and my millions of dollars. Shit.
And Leah has at this point, at the point of recording, almost as many followers as Ariana does. And Ariana has been in this business for over a decade.
How crazy is that?
And Leah has been in it for a minute and a half, and she deserves it. We love to see it.
And honestly, just to have this on the record, Ariana did such an amazing job.
She really did.
Like, she really did. She turned it out. Like, you could tell she, like, genuinely, like, loves those people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... Anyway, I just had to like say that.
She also had these little quippy moments that were all
when she said she had all the time in the world.
100%.
Tattoo that on my forehead. And phenomenal.
Erin, don't try to sit next to Kaylor.
It's perfect.
Like switch seats.
It's
thank you so
perfect.
Much.
Perfect.
That's
She's
what you
so
get.
Good.
That's what you get when you have. I mean, it's like a Bravo Holocaust reunion. Like that's
this
it's is literally.
So good.
She's been training for this her entire life, and also, I mean, it can't be said enough. Her glam, the costuming,
oh my
the dressing
god,
unfucking. She looked. It's like there needs
she
to be.
She looked incredible.
She looked so hot. She looked so beautiful. She looked bright. She looked.
I've never seen her this happy. She has never
and
looked
she
this
looked,
happy.
And she was
in
glowing.
Her life.
She was glowing.
Yeah.
And can you imagine how terrified she must have been?
No. Phenomenal. I
love to see it.
I want her to do this forever.
Yeah, same. I actually think, well, we'll see what happens. I cannot imagine them not bringing her back.
No. I think they would. There's no way. I mean, also, they gave her, this was after the season aired. She's hosting the reunion. Like, they wouldn't have given that to her if.
Can you imagine if they were like, Andy hosts this reunion? I would have.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, the traitors.
The thing is.
It should have been. I think it should have been Alan.
I do too, but perhaps there's a scheduling conflict we don't know about.
Yeah.
Perhaps Alan was busy in the farms.
True.
With his dog.
Mm-hmm.
When does that come back? Soon, right?
I don't think super soon.
But they're filming it like right now.
They already filmed.
Right,
like
a month
or so long.
Right. Because then, and then summer house because Sierra had to be back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
So I think we'll get it. Maybe we'll get like a teaser by... end of year. I mean, I'm sure they're going to rush it as much as they possibly can because the last season was like so fucking popular.
And I don't want to divert a subject, but do we get Salt Lake City trailer soon? I thought I heard the rumors.
We were supposed to
the
get
rumors.
It this-
I thought I saw that rumor somewhere.
We were supposed to get it this past week. We didn't. So it's possible we're recording this Friday, but it's Friday mid-afternoon at this point. So I doubt that we're getting it today. But Andy said that he watched like the first couple episodes and was like laughing his ass off.
Perfect. Well, I'm not going to demand too many things because I've already demanded
a
lot from.
I mean, it's season's giving.
Well, if I had to prioritize, it would be, you know, the Love Island reunion and then let's, because that's Peacock, but I don't want to ask too much of NBC Universal.
God forbid,
because I've already, you know.
Well, Peacock, NBC, if you're listening, why don't they should do some sort of Love Island cocktail party?
I'll plan it.
How
for
could they
free.
Not?
I am a world class or. Not world class. I have.
Worldwide.
I have planned international.
Yeah.
events. I will do it for free. I will pay you, actually, if you let me plan a cocktail party for, you know, the like maybe like an after party, a reunion after party. And maybe it's just the cast and the crew. And then like family and friends of the contestants.
Listen.
And a few fans of my choosing, a.k.a. me and you.
They pulled together a lot for all things Scandoval promotion. I would be shocked if they didn't do something when the reunion actually airs with the cast in New York. Yeah, that would be shocking.
No, and we can do an after party. I was about to say a location, but I'm not going to because I'm not going to give it to you that easy. You do have to reach out.
Okay, great,
but I have a few locations in mind.
Okay.
Oh my God. It's happening.
It is. It's all happening.
And like also a few of like maybe like the podcast hosts of the ones they've already been on.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it is. Okay.
It needs to
perfect.
Happen. I think it will happen. And so this is essentially a light way of saying, if you haven't had a chance to watch the season, maybe you should.
Please do.
Please do.
It's assigned reading. Assigned viewing.
It is assigned reading for everybody today in class. Listen, Christine Biancavilla, what a pleasure, what a thrill. Can you tell the AGs and Tippers, also known as AGs, where they can follow you on social?
Yes, at Christine Biancavilla on Instagram. Why did I say it like that? And honestly, if you are watching something live, I love Twitter. Like, but I don't really tweet. I just like things. So maybe that's not the best place to follow me. Cool. I think just at Christine Biancavilla on Instagram.
Are you on Threads?
Oh, yeah, I am on Threads, which is the same as my Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm on TikTok, but there's nothing. Like, it's really just to watch.
Okay,
perfect.
Also, our Victoria journey continues. Yeah. I did send her an email.
Perfect.
I have not heard a response, but I am hoping for the best. I do think she was planning to go back to Texas to visit, I guess, her mom or whatever. And so hopefully that will be a delightful quick trip. And then
watch this space
right back to New York. Again, Victoria, you're absolutely not listening, but I'm trying my best to get her on the pod.
Perfect.
We'll see what happens there. We will see. We'll cross our fingers. But, you know, Janae, I mean, what a dream.
Kenny.
She's just such a bright light.
Her smile just like fills a room.
And also just her sense of humor is so
perfect.
Good. So good. All right, guys. Speaking of stuff that's good, join the Andy Scrolls Patreon. It's the number one way to support the pod. You get exclusive bonus episodes and so much more at patreon.com/AndysGirls. There's a two-hour, two-parter out now with all the behind-the-scenes tea and storytelling around, of course, that sit-down with Shan and your Satchels of Gold thoughts and feels, questions and concerns about all things Orange County. And also some just kind of like Bravo News, C-SPAN style stuff. So you can access those episodes out now at patreon.com/AndysGirls and follow me on Instagram at Dame Galley. Christine, thanks so much for coming back.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, guys. Thanks to all of you for listening. And we will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.